Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for joining us again live on LCTV for our daily Niagara County COVID-19 update. We're also currently streaming on lctv.net and on your radio at 90.9 FM. Today I'm joined again by our Public Health Director, Dan Stapleton, who's here to give us the update. Dan, we've been saying for weeks to act like this virus is everywhere because we know it is. What did we see over the weekend as far as updates and numbers of cases?
Well, we received 27 new positive results for testing. That's 130 to date now. So we're seeing an increase that has not let up. As you mentioned, it's going to continue to go this direction and for the foreseeable future. 103 people who are isolated in isolation, 86 of those people are at home and 17 in the hospital. And they have 27 people who have recovered, meaning they've gone through, they were positive, they've gone through their isolation from others, and they've recovered. Exactly what we would expect for people. So that's a good thing, and we hope that that trend continues. We continue to update our map. The map is something that we get a lot of interest in. I think we've had 10,000 views so far.
Wow.
And once again, it shows that the high density areas are the places that are going up, whether it's Niagara Falls, whether it's Wheatfield, wherever it might be. We still have a few communities that don't have any positive results. It doesn't mean they don't have positive cases. It just means people haven't been tested enough to come up with those positive cases yet. But it's important that people know that, expect that it's still there. We believe that the virus is spread throughout Niagara County. The numbers are showing that, and the numbers continue to go up every single day. So we'll continue to expect that to happen.
Right. So again, at 130 positive individuals to date. But again, we know that that number is potentially much, much higher if we were doing the testing.
Absolutely.
So everyone's waiting for the apex or when we're going to hit the peak of this crisis here locally. The governor gets asked this question every day on his live broadcast. In fact, today he told us currently in New York State, there are 130,689 positive cases that have come back. So again, that's almost half of the entire total for the country. 16,837 hospitalizations and now 4,758 deaths from COVID in New York State. He did also mention, however, that the death rates have been flat now for a couple of days. What kind of data are you looking at that would make you think that maybe we're getting to the top of the mountain here?
Now, it's different to draw conclusions based on what their numbers are in New York City. Downstate, the tests have been available. Rapid, you know, we could get, there's a number of tests people can receive. So it's difficult for us to compare to them. But we do know that our numbers continue to go up. You know, if this isn't a surge, I don't know what is. And when you look at the apex, the peak, if you will, you look at it, and you usually don't find out about whether it's the peak or the apex until after that has gone through. You might be a week. You look at a trend, and the difference is you look at a peak, it's so-and-so, and you might find out about whether it's an actual peak for a week or so. And then there's it plateaus. So the plateau can last a long time. The plateau can last weeks. So it's important to define whether it's a peak or an apex or whether it's a plateau. But we do know that numbers continue to go up on a daily basis. 27 cases over this weekend. We are starting to get some testing kits available. We ordered 1,500. We received 100. So we're continuing to focus on the people who need it the most, the first responders, the healthcare workers, the inpatients. Pregnant women were just recently added. So we look at those populations who are most at risk, and we're focusing on that right now. And we've done some testing of a number of first responders and healthcare workers. We'll continue to do that. But like once again, it's important that we don't have enough data now to tell us how close we may be to the peak or the plateau. We also hope when we do get to that point that the plateau is not a heightened plateau. We hope that it flattens out a little bit at a much lower level than the peak. But until that happens and until we get all the data, until we're doing enough testing, it's hard to say whether we received, whether we're at that peak or not. But some first responders are getting tested, thankfully. We just did a half dozen a few days ago, and they came back negative. But we're continuing to look at those on a daily basis and try to prioritize because it's very limited in terms of the resources.
Okay, so testing still a major frustration here in Niagara County, as it is in much of Western New York and across the state, really. I think it's important for people at home to know, you know, I know that I've received many emails and comments from individuals who are home. They do have symptoms. They've been in contact with their doctor who has said that he would test them, you know, the doctor would test them if they could, but that test just isn't available. Please understand that, you know, Director Stapleton and I certainly have conversations daily, if not multiple times every day. We're in close contact with our state representative, Senator Ort, Assemblyman Norris and Morinello, even on the phone with Congressman Higgins' office in the area, working with them really to open up every route that we can and every voice that can be speaking for us and advocating to get those tests here and available. That is happening. This is a frustration we're feeling, and I know it's difficult when you're home and you have those symptoms to wonder what's happening and to be worried about it. Please know that we are fighting for you in every way that we can to get those tests here and hope to see more as soon as possible. Another issue that came up at the morning press conference with the governor on Friday was the issue of ventilators. His new executive order that calls for ventilators to be moved from upstate areas downstate where there's more immediate need for them because we haven't reached those peaks yet. That is certainly something that we are continuing to monitor, again, with all of our state representatives through the local hospitals. The executive order has not been posted yet, so we haven't been able to see the exact language that's in that order and what the plan is for the governor to put that in place. What I can tell you, what I will assure you of, is that we have had no conversations with the governor's office, with anyone from the state level, either ourselves or the hospitals that we're aware of. None of those ventilators have been moved at this point. I know there were a lot of rumors that were circulating over the weekend. Please be careful about that information that you're hearing. Our hospitals are telling us nothing has been moved at this point, and we'll stay in contact with them. We're also not hearing anything from the state level about a plan to move those anytime in the foreseeable future. I've had conversations with our surrounding counties as well. At this point, again, we continue to monitor that plan and what's going to happen with ventilators moving forward, but we do feel pretty confident at this point. Dan, I think you would agree that, you know, there is no immediate plan to move any supplies from our county, correct?
Yes, when we're talking about resources, we're talking about ventilators, we're talking about PPE. We've been consistent with our message that there's not enough ventilators, there's not enough PPE. I've been talking with the leaders of the hospitals. We support them 100% in their decision that they don't have enough to spare. I also want to talk a little bit about tests again with the resources. It's important that people know we have these protocols that we follow for a reason. And people have to be showing symptoms. And they also have to be, you know, healthcare workers or first responders, pregnant women, inpatients. Those are the people we need to focus on right now. We received 100 test kits. We're a population of 216,000. So we need to very much focus on where the tests need to be and focus on first responders and healthcare workers.
Thank you, Dan. I know those are difficult decisions to make when you have so few available, so I appreciate the effort that you're putting in there for our residents.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, of course. We also heard the governor today ramping up his efforts to ensure that social distancing is occurring. First of all, he did extend today the New York pause, which keeps schools, non-essential businesses, those other places closed. He's extended that until at least April 29th, so he's tacked on two additional weeks, of course, to be reassessed at that time as needed. We also heard today that the Board of Regents has officially canceled their Regents exams for the year. We will have more information on that, I'm told, tomorrow, and we can update you, but at this time they are canceling the exams. The other part of New York State pause, of course, is the enforcement. You can tell businesses to close, but is that really happening? And we continue to hear stories here and questions from residents about what should be open, what shouldn't be. And we've tried to pass along the information that we have about the state websites that you can go to check what's essential, what's non-essential. But the governor has now also started the New York State pause enforcement assistance task force. And this is where individuals can go online to the state website and fill out an online form. You can also call 1-833-789-0470, and the folks on that line will talk to you about the situation that you're witnessing, help determine whether or not that is a business that should be up and running or not, and refer that complaint on to our local law enforcement if they deem it necessary. Sheriff was on with us last week here for Niagara County, Acting Sheriff Mike Filicetti, who also said that they are handling those complaint calls. So don't hesitate if you believe that there is a business that's open that shouldn't be, or a gathering that's happening that shouldn't be happening, to reach out and talk to them about whether they can enforce that mandate to shut things down. The governor also did mention that he's increasing fines to $1,000 for those violations of social distancing that are occurring. So please reach out if you hear something that you are concerned about happening that you think maybe shouldn't be. Remember, this is about protecting everyone's health. Certainly, we owe it to the first responders, the healthcare providers, all of those individuals who are putting themselves at risk each and every day to be on the front lines and care for those that are ill, to keep essential services running. We really do owe it to them to play our part as much as we can by following those distancing guidelines and staying at home and out of the public as much as we can. Everyone has that responsibility. It's not just about your health and what you think you can catch. And believe us again when we say anyone can catch COVID-19, even if you are younger and healthy, people are catching it still and having complications, but you can also bring that virus back to your family members and loved ones. So please keep in mind, this is not just about you, this is also about protecting others that you care about. We certainly know it's a difficult time for everyone, a stressful situation, and we want to remind you again that Mental Health Crisis Services Line is available for you 24/7. That's free and confidential help if you are struggling, if you are having anxiety or concerns about handling this situation, being stuck at home for long amounts of time, especially when we're told we have to be, can be difficult for anyone. Working on the front lines can be stressful and frightening. If you have any concerns, again, Crisis Services is there to help you at 285-3515. If you joined us late today, please know that LCTV will replay this broadcast several times during the day on their station as time allows. You can also find the link shortly on lctv.net under the Niagara County Legislature On Demand page, as well as on our Niagara County Facebook page. We've also invited all of the local media stations to pick us up live, use whatever clips that they would like to use in their daily updates as well. Again, we thank LCTV for this partnership and being able to be here with you daily. We'll have many more guests planned for this week, information about county services and programs that you're wondering about. We'll get all that information out to you as we can. Certainly, everyone, please, we remind you again just to stay home, stay safe, and stay healthy. Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.